today is International Down Syndrome Day, and there are many events taking place all over the world to mark this event. And I'm delighted to say, I'm privileged to say that I'm joined on the telephone now by Aoife O'Sullivan. Aoife lives up there in Douglas in Cork City. She's 29 years of age, and she has Down syndrome. Aoife, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. How are you feeling?
Good.
Have you done radio interviews before?
No, this has been the first.
This is your first one. And CRY 104 FM are delighted to have you here. And welcome to CRY 104 FM, and thanks for taking the call. You're a busy lady, Aoife, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Tell me a bit about yourself. You're 29 years of age. Tell me what you do and what you like.
I work in Tesco's in Main Point. I also work in the Ballaquid in Noonan. And I work in the Diocese Bookshop on Saturday.
My God, you're a busy woman, because you're an active member of Down Syndrome in Cork as well, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And you work 12 hours a week in Tesco in Mahon Point. Tell me what you do in Tesco's in Mahon Point.
I work in the back, taking down the deliveries. I strip and tag the clothes. And I use a pricing gun as well.
Oh, do you like using the pricing gun?
Yeah.
That's an important job you have, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And you do 12 hours a week. Do you do a couple of days, or do you do a couple of hours each day, or what do you do?
3 days per week. Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
Monday, Wednesday and Friday, you do a couple of hours a day. So 4 hours, 3 days a week, yeah?
Yeah.
Because 3 fours is 12. I went to school. Tell me, are the people nice in Mahon Point and Tesco's, yeah?
Yes, they're very nice.
And the staff are nice to you?
Yeah.
And the customers love when you're working there, yeah?
Yeah.
And when you're not working in Tesco's in Mahon Point, you're also a volunteer on a Saturday in Ballinlough Credit Union, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you do there, Aoife?
I do a bit of office work, which is the lawson slips, the standing orders, and I go down to the shop for them.
Okay, so if they want something from the shop, they ask you to do it and you go to the shop.
Yeah.
And you get them exactly what they want, yeah? Because I heard you're very, you have a serious attention to detail, yeah?
Yes.
Who's your favourite person in Ballinlough Credit Union?
Everybody.
Everybody.
I just enjoy making people happy.
Exactly. You enjoy making people happy and keeping them happy. Now, yes. As if that wasn't enough, Aoife O'Sullivan, up there in Douglas, between working in Tesco and Mahon Point and working in Ballinlough or volunteering in Ballinlough Credit Union, you also help run the Down Syndrome Bookshop in Merchants Quay, yes?
Yes, I do.
Talk us through that.
We just clean around the books and fix them up, and I go in with my best friend, Megan O'Halloran.
Okay.
Who has syndrome as well, so.
And did you meet Megan through the Down Syndrome Cork organisation, yeah?
Well, no, we met a long time ago.
Okay, and you've been friends since?
Yeah, we've been best friends for so many years, and I just love her so much.
Okay, isn't that lovely? And Megan O'Halloran. Megan O'Halloran. And is she around the same age as yourself?
She is 28.
So you're older than her.
This month.
Are you the boss?
No.
Is it important to have a nice friend like Megan, yeah?
She's just the best thing ever happened to me.
Oh, really?
I got to meet her.
Excellent stuff. Is she athletic like you?
Yes.
Because you're quite athletic, aren't you? You've just taken part in the Irish Special Olympics.
Yes.
And in 2015, 4 years ago, you went to Los Angeles, where you took part as a gymnast in the Special Olympics representing Ireland. What was that like, Aoife?
It was it was a lifetime being in LA representing Ireland, and I can't believe it. I got a gold medal for it.
You won a gold medal for Ireland in the 2015 Los Angeles Special Olympics.
Yeah.
Well done, you.
And in the end, I got a bit of a holiday at the very end, and I wasn't expecting.
Well, you know what? You know what, Aoife? You deserved it, and you earned your holiday. Is Los Angeles nice, tell me?
It was just the best place I'd never been to in a long time.
Talk us through it. Is there a difference between Los Angeles and Douglas? There is.
It's all life-changing. It's all different.
And who went to Los Angeles with you? Did Megan go with you?
No, I went with another friend.
Okay. And did any of your family go with you?
Yes. I was expecting my mum, my dad, my brother and my sister.
They all went?
Yes.
And what was it like to be performing in the Special Olympics World Games and to have your family there watching you getting presented with a gold medal? Was that, must have been something special, was it?
It was just so emotional.
Yeah. And you still have the gold medal, yeah?
Yes.
Well, do you know what? The next time you're in Yall, I want you to...
I was framed. I just can't wait to put it up in my bedroom.
It's framed in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Will you do me a favour? The next time you're down in Yall, will you come down to Yall someday and you bring that gold medal into the station here with us, will you?
Yes, I would love to.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. I love seeing gold medals. Now, of course, you were also in the Rochetown Park recently. Was it last year or the year before? You took part in the Oscars for Down Syndrome Cork. What happened there?
It won by the Down Syndrome, and we all get to pair up with different people. We get to make new friends, and we do filming in different parts of Cork.
Okay. Where did you go filming in Cork?
Mine was in a pub in the Electric Bar in town.
Oh, the Electric Bar down in the South Malder?
Yeah.
That's a nice locality for filming, isn't it?
In the Snapper, a 1993 classic.
Oh, we all remember the Snapper. Did you see the Snapper, you did?
Yes. I never watched it because I would have been 3 or 4 years old.
Okay.
So I would have heard of it.
Okay. And what were you doing inside in the Electric Bar filming for this?
I was Yvonne Burgess in the film.
Oh my God, you got to star as Yvonne?
Burgess. Georgie Burgess' daughter.
And was that good?
It was just the best role to have, like.
You haven't done much, you haven't. You haven't starred in films. You haven't worked or competed in the Special Olympics in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Like, you must never be bored, are you?
No. I just keep myself going, and I do loom bands that I'm very good at.
You which, sorry?
I make loom bands.
Loom bands.
The bracelets you can wear.
Bracelets. You make them, is it?
Every day of the week.
Will you make one for us here on CRY 104 FM?
Yes, I will.
I bet you there's one person I know who made a bracelet, a loom band. I bet you made one for Colin Mulcahy, did you?
Yes, I did.
Tell me about Colin Mulcahy. Who's Colin?
His sports team, Man United.
Tell me something about Colin Mulcahy. Tell me all about him.
He's the best thing ever happened to me. And I've been going out with him for the past 11 years.
You and Colin, our boyfriend and girlfriend. Right. Colin works in the Rochetown Park Hotel, and you meet him every week, yeah?
Well, one a week. I only meet him on a Tuesday.
You meet him on a Tuesday, every Tuesday for the last 11 years?
Yes.
Is he lovely?
Yeah, he is. He's just the best thing ever happened to me.
Does he spoil you with presents and flowers and chocolates?
Yes. He has been given the best a girl could ever ask for.
Oh, that is lovely. And you know what? I hope he's listening to this and he hears what his girlfriend is saying about him. And it must be so special to have a wonderful...
Well, between me and Colum, we were actually best friends at first sight before we went out.
Okay. So when you met each other, you became friends and then...
Friends first.
Tell me something, Aoife.
We have feelings for one another.
Tell me a little secret, please. Who fancied who? Did you fancy him or did he fancy you?
I fancied him.
You fancied him and you're not ashamed to say it, no?
No.
No, well done.
His feelings and I knew he was the one for me.
Excellent stuff. Isn't that lovely? And he's very important in your life and you look forward to spending every Tuesday with him, yeah?
Yes, and I just enjoy spending time with him.
And what would you do? Would you go to the pictures? Would you go for walks? What do you do?
We go to the pictures and we do different things. And I just enjoy being happy with him.
Oh, isn't that lovely? And how old is Colum?
He is the same age as me.
He's 29 years of age as well?
Yeah.
You have a big party coming up soon, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Talk us through the party. When is it and where is it and what age will you be?
I'm going to be the big trio.
The big trio.
This year.
When?
October the 7th.
The 7th of October, Aoife O'Sullivan from Douglas will be 30 years young and you're going to have a big, huge party.
Yeah, that's like 145 people.
Only 145 people. Where's it on?
We're still working on it.
You're still working on it. You're going to have to find a big premises for 145. Are you making all the sandwiches for those?
We don't know what we're doing yet, so...
Yeah, Dino's, I suppose, will get a nice feed for you, will they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I suppose Colin will take it for a special meal for your 30th birthday, yeah?
Who knows?
Who knows? He might be listening to the show and we might shame him into it, would he?
Colin is just... full of surprises, and I just love the way he does it.
Tell me this much, Aoife. You are very inspirational because you live in Douglas, right? You work in Mahon Point.
Ballinock.
You work in Mahon Point. You work in Merchants Quay, but you don't depend on your parents or your family to drive you around because you go on the bus quite regularly, don't you?
Yes, I do.
How long have you been doing that, Aoife?
Well, I was very young going on the plane. That's where I got it from.
Okay. And do you like the fact that you can get up and get out and go on the bus yourself and do your own travel and you know where you're going and you know when you're coming back? Do you enjoy that freedom?
Yes, I do.
That's important to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the best thing you do in life? You get up, you sound so happy, you sound so bubbly. Like... You, for a person with Down syndrome, you're a very inspirational and life-living person, aren't you?
Yeah. People never said that to me.
Ah, well, you are. I can feel it. I can hear it in your voice. You are inspirational. Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have two brothers and one sister who's out in England.
Your sister is living in England, is she?
Yes, with her boyfriend, Ryan.
Oh, okay. Do you want to give him a shout-out on the radio today? Do you want to give him a shout-out? Play a request from on the radio there today. Say hi to your sister and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to do it there now? If your sister's name is?
Hi, Kira. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Kira and Ryan, especially from Aoife O'Driscoll up there in the city. Tell me this... You know, when you go on the bus, you travel on the bus and you do your work and you get the bus home. Do you be tired when you get home then, or are you looking forward to the next day, doing what you do best?
I do get a little tired, but I just don't show it.
You don't give in, you don't?
No, I never do.
What do you say to people that, you know, have you ever had people laugh at you or mock you because of Down syndrome?
a small bit.
Yeah, but that's their loss, isn't it? They don't know what's happening. They don't know the wonderful person you are, because you are a wonderful person, and you wouldn't have got to Los Angeles, or you wouldn't have got in the Irish, you wouldn't have won your gold medal, or you wouldn't be doing all these things if you weren't an inspirational...
I wouldn't have been an athlete with our family and friends and everyone around me.
Absolutely. Well, do you know what? You are truly an inspiration. Is there any message you'd like to give to our listeners today, being International or World Down Syndrome Day? What would you like to say to our listeners today, Eva O'Sullivan?
I just want to thank everyone who's been supporting me ever since, and just contact them and love everything.
Okay, and supporting you and keeping you happy. But I can tell you now, lots of people have been talking to me and speaking to me about how happy you make them feel as well. Does that make you feel nice?
Yeah.
Okay. What plans do you have for yourself? Like, are you continuing the gymnastics, yeah?
Yes, I'm still continuing. 23 years now in gymnastics.
23 years and you're only 29. So since... Yeah. The age of 6, you've been doing gymnastics.
Yeah.
And are there any more competitions coming up for you?
Yeah, they could be down the line.
Okay. But you're ready and you're willing and you're able to go and represent your county or represent your country, yeah?
Yeah.
You are amazing.
Thank you.
Your parents and your family must be so, so, so proud of you.
Yeah, they never said that to me.
And you can take it from me, Aoife O'Sullivan, the world is a better place with the likes of you living in it today.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel good?
Yes.
When you're speaking to Colm Mulcahy, will you tell him I said hi?
I will.
And when you're speaking to Megan O'Halloran, you tell him I said hi as well?
I will.
And when you're speaking to Karen O'Sullivan?
Yes, I do.
Is she a good friend of yours?
Yeah.
Will you tell her I said hi as well?
I will.
What's my name?
Jerry.
Jerry Murray.
Jerry.
Down here in Yall in Cork. Aoife O'Sullivan, thanks for taking the call.
Yes,
okay. The best of luck with you in your future life. I hope you and Colm continue to be happy for the rest of your lives, because everyone needs a bit of happiness, yeah?
Yeah.
Well done you, and it's been an absolute pleasure and a blast to be speaking with you, and continued success to you, and may you have many, many, many more years of happiness, peace and love, okay?
Thank you very much.
Have a good day now.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.